Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we have back with us Teo Penglis. Teo has portrayed Andre and Tony DiMera for over 36 years, starting in 1981 when he was the first DiMera to appear on Days. And now we've just learned that Andre has been killed off yet again. So if you'd like to call and give us your thoughts on that and to talk with Teo, please call in at 914-338-1239. Hello, Teo. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy that your show continues. I think it's a good blog. And
thank you.
I can't believe you said 36 years. Isn't it amazing how fast it's gone?
Yes. November of 1981, you came on as Tony, right? And you were the first DiMera.
Yes.
And the best DiMera. But we're biased.
And they forget that I was the original DiMera and that I recommended Joe Moscola because we were both in the same workshop.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was there for the show and then I went to Joe and I said, you know, they're looking for a guy to play my father. Although Joe was always trying to say that he was too young to be my father, but that's not true. But anyway, he was a wonderful actor. I mean, we only saw him doing other work. You know, he was always a very consummate actor and a wonderful musician and a funny guy.
Oh, we really miss him.
Yeah, we miss him. But his presence is still there, I'm sure, on set. With the picture
definitely.
And
well, the poor
Andre's always
weird.
Talking to him.
Yeah, that's always odd, but Joe was an enigma. You know, he was a very private kind of guy, but you know, in the end, because of the, I tell you, it was sad that the day before he left, I remember going into his dressing room, which is my dressing room now, and I said to him, hi, Joe, how are you doing? And I went over and I kissed him on his cheek, and he's going, oh, I'm good, and he's going on with his thing. And then as I walked out, I heard him say to somebody, who was that?
Oh.
So the dementia had, you know, come in. So that,
yeah, that's sad. Had to be sad for you, too.
That's
well,
so heartbreaking.
Was. Together and known each other all those years, and you know, that was not easy.
Yeah, no.
So what does it feel like being killed off yet again? Did you get to watch anything on Friday?
You know, I have to be honest. I hate. I don't know if I've got the record for the amount of deaths in daytime.
It's up there. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, is there a Guinness Book of Records for that?
You
know,
you get an award for that, Theo. Right?
But I having played it that many times, I have to even when you play acting, it's still a part of you died.
Yes.
It's not like I could say
what
I've done.
I have to ask. Yeah, go ahead.
What's that? I said I
have to ask, what did it...
We have a delay thing here?
I don't know. I don't know. The thing is kind of going off and on. But go ahead and say what you were going to say.
But a part of you does die. It's just you can't help it. Mm-hmm. And a piece of you goes. So, I mean, the last time... You know, there's one time when my parents had died, both of them, that year. And then they killed me off again. And so it always kind of goes back to those transitions, which are not always easy because, you know, I'm at that time now where a lot of my friends have gone, and it just it reminds you of death, even though it's superficial because it's just a movie or a show. But still, you've got to lay there, and it's just not a comfortable feeling, you know. Even somebody had asked me, so what was it like being zipped up in that body bag?
That's what I was going to ask you. What was that like?
And I went, you know, I find your question insensitive. How would
that would
anybody?
Freak me out. That would freak me out. It's like that you had to even do that.
Well, yes, it's all for dramatic effect, I suppose.
I guess.
Anyway.
I hope you weren't in there too long. Let's get on to something. Something better.
Well, you know, I imagine too, because you poured a lot. I mean, you always pour a lot into your characters, whether, you know, no matter if it's Andre or Tony or any of the other characters you played. But, I mean, you did such a wonderful, like I tweeted to you the other day, a masterful job, really, of making him human and, you know, likable and just, I mean, rootable. You still have the edge of Andre and you still have the dark side as well, but you're such a delight to watch. And I mean, and to take Andre from where they had him during the last round, where things were a little off the charts. I think we were dressed as a nun and a few other things less. But you know, you totally sold me. I was totally sold that Andre loved Kate and that he had a heart and he has a special relationship with Abigail, and you know, and I wanted to ask you specifically the scene where you're looking, since we were talking about Joe, when you're looking at the portrait or when Andre was looking at the portrait of Stefano, and it's the scene where Vivian comes in and the audience learns that the two of you are in cahoots, that you're conspiring against everybody. And you said something to your father like, whatever it takes, or something like that. I thought in that moment, the way you conveyed it, I thought, okay, he's playing the long game here. He's convinced Vivian and this Stefano kid that he's, you know, working with her and working with them, but that you had a bigger picture and that eventually you would be at the helm, but the Damiras would be running it and not, you know, that this was sort of a temporary fix to bring this guy in to help bring back the company, you know, build back the company, but that you had a bigger plan or a master plan that was beyond what we could see there with the, so I in that moment took it that even though it looked like you were selling out, your character was selling out, you know, Kate and Chad and everybody and Abigail, I felt that the way you've played it was that you were telling us you have a bigger picture here and that your end game was not what we were necessarily going to see with this back and forth with Vivian and this whole plot. I don't know. That was my take, and I don't know if that was the way you played it in order. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I'd like to know your thoughts on that, but that's how I felt when I saw that, when I watched it.
What was the question?
Well, the question was what was in your mind when you were playing, when you were doing that scene, because I felt like even though the writing was so, you know, you're in it with Vivian, I felt like you were conveying that there was even a bigger picture to it than that, and that you were doing what you felt you needed to do in the short term, i.e. bring Vivian and Stefano in, but that the bigger picture was that you were still going to ultimately have Kate and Chad and Abigail on your team.
Yeah, but you're going,
you know.
You have to be specific. If you can ask me a question, ask me a question.
Okay.
But you continue on, so I'm not quite sure what the question is.
Okay.
I'll tell you what the scene was. The scene, but they gave it to me, was suddenly I had to befriend those two.
Yeah.
I had to do a 360-degree turn. When I
right.
was told I'm going to be killed off, it was so shocking and so sudden. Because everything was going so well.
Yeah.
And because, you know, there was so much to do with this character and with Lauren, with Kate. But one of the things I did in that was that when I did come from that and Louise Sorrell or Vivian comes in and closed the door and suddenly we're in cahoots with each other, she put her arms around me. And that was not in rehearsal. It was on the take. And I took those arms away. And this said the actor can make a difference. If I had done that,
brilliant.
Then you would have thought there's a relationship or something's going on here. I wanted to nip it in the bud. I wanted to take those arms down and let her know I wasn't going any further than of her intentions. So that's how
I
you control
that.
The scene. So
yes,
we don't
I
know.
Love that.
When we get the scripts, we don't know what's going to happen the following week because we get, you know, sometimes just 4 days, 4 days, 5 days. So sometimes it's you're spontaneous with what it is you're doing.
Right.
Sometimes the writer is waiting to watch what you're going to do because they're watching on the monitor what you're going to do with this, so then they can add to it.
Right. Okay. Well, I definitely loved that you did that because that told me that even though that Vivian and Andre were in on this, that you actually did have real feelings for Kate and you didn't want to send any mixed messages to Vivian.
Right.
So I loved that.
You put her.
Andre would be, you know, and they would be together in any way or form except in business. The other thing was it was a big adjustment because suddenly I realized that everything I had done that was sincere was not. That's why when I said the scenes that I did with Gabby were very painful because I didn't, what I had to say to her, suddenly I woke up one day and I was this other person again. And it was.
I know.
So I thought that was a bit.
It was
shocking.
Way too rushed. It was like there was just like all there was no like foreshadowing of that at all, other than you know I don't know. It was just I didn't like the way it was written. I mean, you did great, but the way
it was
written
was
really choppy, and it was like they just threw it together at the last minute. And I wondered how you would you know how actors feel when they're thrown that, and it's like all of a sudden. I mean, they've been playing this whole other story. And all of a sudden, they're presented with this 180. And, I mean, it was painful for us to watch in that regard. So I'm sure, as an actor who invested so much in the character and in that story, and here Kate and Andre are just now finally really telling each other that week that they love each other. And there was so much potential for that story. It just, I was really hoping that it would turn out that Kate and Andre would eventually went out and that Andre was really pulling something over on Vivian and just using her and Stefano or whatever his name is. But anyway, but I'm glad you took her hands off because that, as a Kate and Andre fan, I was glad you did that.
Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, so those little touches, those little things that we pick up on.
I was hoping that when Andre told that they would show us when Andre told Kate what he really did, that they were kind of in on it together, and Kate would have forgiven him and said, "Okay, let's work together to take both, even Chad and Abigail and Stefan and Vivian down, and them be in charge." Yeah, I think that would have been good. That would have been a good twist.
And it also wasn't fair to Andre's intellect either for Vivian to be having this long plot, this whole plot that she and Stefan were going to take over. I mean, it's like I really didn't like the way they wrote that either because it was like, really, Andre is really going to buy that she's going to side with him over her son. So that's why I was thinking they could totally write this.
Andre's
that he
smarter
faked
than
his
that.
Death or something, that he didn't like the way this was playing out, and he faked his death, and then comes back later to take over the whole thing. what my hope would be. But anyway.
Yes. Well, okay. Going so fast the way we, you know, I feel, you know, everybody's got a hard job. I mean, you know, you see the result. But what everybody has to do it to put things together, from the writing to the wardrobe to the director to your storyline, the approval, the amount of sets that can be shown and what sets they can use, and because of budget restrictions. The fact that we get that many shows out is quite something.
Yes.
Better give it, because it's a pretty good team, whether you like the story.
Oh, they're amazing.
Or you disapprove
amazing
of the story, or your favorite character may, you know, has gone, or whatever. What they have to do to keep the audience interested and also net, you know, it's a lot of work. And so,
oh, yes.
And then, of course, you've got the amount of time we have to learn those lines and do everything basically in one take. It's, you know, it's quite a great team. There are, you know, in everyone, there are the, that's why I love the vets, because we've been through it and we know what it is. We have our tricks up our sleeve, because that's, you have to have sometimes. And also the fact that you know how to get in touch with your core when you're doing a scene, so it doesn't come off superficially. In tone, in you know, because sometimes some of the scenes are difficult, and we've got to do them quickly. And the producer's doing, you know, they're sitting in the chair all day, and you do a bunch of parties or something, and you've got to dress everybody. It's a very tough format. I mean, they do one show a week in nighttime. Imagine we shoot 8 shows a week.
Yes, it's grueling.
You know, everybody's got to do their job as best they can. We don't have the luxury anymore of doing business the way we used to, and that's because of, you know, people are making getting. You get young actors who I don't envy, who haven't been trained enough, and they can't give you the best work because it's done in one take. And so what helps is to be with the vets, because the vets are the ones that then uplift the scene and also stimulate the other actor and challenge the other actor. And that's how you learn. You don't learn with people who are not good. You learn with people who know more than you do and are better at it.
Right. Very good.
Thank you.
Would you like to take some callers?
It just approved.
Yes.
You, what's that?
I said you have a long line of callers. Would you like to?
Oh, well, let's get on with the people.
Yes. 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 Okay. I think you know this one. This is Kelly.
Oh.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Yeah, Kelly, you're on. Hi, this is Marianne. Teo, go ahead.
Hi, Marianne. Hi, Teo. How are you?
Hi, Kelly.
All
it's
right,
my
so
nurse.
I get so nervous on these things, but for you, Teo, I will do this.
No.
I will.
How are you?
How are you, my friend?
I'm fine, thank you.
Awesome.
You know, I had a lovely time in Australia, so it was great seeing family. So now I'm writing an article for Soap Opera Digest on the journey that I did, and so that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I'm like, do I call in? Do I not call in? You know, it's obviously, you know, I've told you before, I go to bed so early. I'm up so early for work, but for you, it's worth it.
That's sweet of you. Thank you.
It's the truth. I mean, you are so wonderful. I think I'm resonating with everything that I've heard, because I've been listening to this whole thing. Is you're talking about the vets, and that's where I'm coming from, is like, I was not prepared at all for Andre to die, whether it was Tony who was Andre or Andre who was Tony or whatever. It was just like, you know, Lauren and Teo were having this wonderful relationship. And it was something I think that kind of grew on people, and it was like, okay. And then it was magic. And then all of a sudden it was gone. And it was like, okay, you killed him again. They had this great dance. And so as many fans as I've seen, such as myself, I got a little bit, well, I mean, not angry, but just like my heart broke. My heart broke. How many times are you or Damira going to be killed off again? And at such a good spot where you were. And I'm trying to remain a lady on Twitter or Facebook regarding, you know, the whole thing. But you've seen the petition. And if you're not coming back, you've seen it. People want you back if you're not coming. And we adore you. We adore you. You are a phenomenal actor, and we will follow you wherever you go. So that's kind of what I wanted to say to you tonight, because my heart's been breaking, and you, and also I wanted to say before I forget, and I've put this on my Facebook before, is because of you as a person have connected me to fellow fans, and I have developed such tight relationships with them that we are in touch almost daily, and we all have different struggles, and that's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share that with you.
Nice to realize that, you know, through your connection or something, someone also benefits from it. You know, you can't always be finding friends. They're not easy, but this way people get to see who you're about, what you're about.
Right. Yeah.
What you contribute to life, and that's why I never understand the people that come on Twitter, those people who say the things they do to others as well, that have to be nasty. Think, well, could you imagine what they must look like? And and it's so easy to be rotten. It's not as easy to be kind, especially when life is as challenging as it can be. And I want to ask you, you know, I've saved, are you doing any more charities at all?
Not at this point for they have a breast cancer thing, but they're not doing the same charities as they're doing. And that's probably something that we could chat about privately that I can't really talk about. But it's something that I know you saw my last Facebook status, which because you kind of thumbs upped it. That was the most, those were all of York Hospital people saying, like, they were crying that you were gone, or they were sad because that aspect is gone. They're still researching for breast cancer, which is huge, but the part that I was involved in, it's in a different way. They're still doing it. And again, it's something that maybe we could talk about that I can't speak about right now. But it is what you've done and for that post that I put out, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, well, you know, she's watching a soap opera, you know, who's this guy? This community knows who you are. I mean, like you, what you did, and I don't say this lightly, and I bring it up a lot, and it's not about me. It's about what you did. I was just this person reaching out, and you're like, well, what can I do? I can send you some ties from Days of Our Lives. I can do this. And this was on Twitter. And what's funny is I was just talking to another friend that I met through you, was that I know nothing about Twitter. I end up tweeting to myself because I still don't know what I'm doing on Twitter. Like Facebook I get for the most part, but Twitter, I end up like, I'm like, geez, I just put out a good tweet. I didn't get anything. And then I look at it, I'm like, that's because you didn't address it to anybody. And I'm still not great at tweeting. So I'm trying to learn that. But that would be something that we could talk about maybe privately.
Kelly, would you like to give out your Twitter handle for anyone who's listening that's a fan of
Kelly? I could look it up because I don't even know what my Twitter handle is. I'll give it to you.
Oh, I follow you on Twitter.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah. I'm going to put this out. I can put my Twitter out there. Hold on.
I like Twitter. To ask people that way, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teo community here, we can.
Okay,
sure,
so I am capital K ELLEY_1968.
Okay, great. Okay.
Okay. So, T, I just wanted to reach out and just say, you know, I don't know what's happening. We appreciate you. We love you. You are awesome.
Thank you so much for support. You know, it's I was with Sherry Anderson today, and I still don't know what happened, to be honest with you. You know, it's like somebody, you have a beautiful dinner, and then something dies, and you're going, what for? Like, suddenly, I don't understand. I still don't understand. It doesn't matter how many things.
A lot of us don't, T.
No, we never understand.
And that's why we're the petition, and we're... I'm trying to not, like I said, I'm trying to remain a lady on Twitter, and I'm trying to whatever, but I'm not going to stop tweeting, and I'm not going to, well, I'm not going to try to not tweet to myself, but to the powers that be, is that you are a very beloved Damara who has been there through the whole thing, and everything was great, and then all of a sudden it's like, nobody expected this. It's like, what? So, you know, I see that hopefully Tony's coming back, and that's what I was holding on to. And it's just like, I don't think that's happening. I just, none of us know. And it's just, I'm glad that you have seen the outpouring of love from fans for you, because we appreciate you. We do appreciate you, and we love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's our pleasure.
Thanks, Kelly.
But I want to let that move on to somebody else, because I'm sure there's a gazillion people that want to speak to you. I did want to check in and just give you my best, as always.
Thank you. Thank you. You take care.
You too. Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye. Everything she said is true. Very good. Okay. Yep.
Indeed.
Yeah, Christiane. Yeah. Christiane?
Yes, this is Christiane.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine now. I just wanted to let you know how much that South Georgia really loves you as the character on Days of Our Lives. And, of course, we're rooting for you, and sorry that this has happened, and not real happy about it, but we love you and just hope good things happen for you.
Thank you. Well, you know, I enjoy playing him, I must say, because I had a chance to expand the character. Sometimes, you know, some stay the same, and I always try to make sure. That's why I travel the way I do, because I always come back having seen something new, which I try to incorporate in my expression of life, what I do with the characters I've played, you know, because it's a very difficult process to doing day in and day out and keep coming and still being fresh. So I always like to, journeys always make me come back feeling better than when I left.
I have really enjoyed the post about the journey that you have made, the spiritual aspect, especially when you went to the monastery where the monks were. That was really, really interesting. And I always enjoy those posts. You have a very enlightening spirit.
Well, I started early, because when I came to this country, I had no idea who I was or what I was. I began a search. Those are the doors that opened to me, and some were good and some were not. But in most, I'm pretty happy with the way my road has gone so far.
That is wonderful. Well, the number one wish on my bucket list, Marianne, has come to life.
Thank you for everything. Take care, love. Thanks for coming on board.
Thanks, Christiane.
Thank you so much.
I like your southern accent there, Teo.
I love that southern accent. I think
I know.
There's no humor to them, you know. You know, because I was an immigration official.
Fun.
I like people's accents.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's next?
There's Sabina. I know you know Sabina.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sabina.
Hey, Sabina.
Oh, my God. Are you good?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. Are you up to, have you been in trouble lately?
No, no trouble here. Just got over sickness. Me and Tim both. He's here with me as well.
Hello, Taya.
Oh, my. How's work going for Tim?
Work is fine, Tao. Thank you so much. And when you want that remodel done, let me know. I'll come to California.
And I'll be with him.
Yes, we've got to make a secret room. That was thought I'd
go.
Like to is to have a room, you know, just like, you remember the movie Panic Room, whatever it was?
Oh, yes.
Where they had a secret room.
Panic.
I always thought somebody should have one of those.
Hmm.
Mm. Well, but the way you just said, you something really came into your mind. I was doing it because
yeah,
of
it
safety,
wasn't panic.
Panic room, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, just
because
Marianne came knocking on the door.
You probably wouldn't be
one.
Safe in there, Teo.
What? You never know, you know. If Marianne came knocking on the door and you didn't expect it, you need a panic room.
Of course.
You need to build that stat.
Yeah. You never know when Marianne's going to come knocking at your door either.
I think she's peeking through the window as you speak.
Don't scare her.
Oh, you guys are a hoot, as always. Yeah, Taneo, I'm going to miss you on the show. I hope they do a 180 the opposite direction and go backwards and put you right back on, because I tell you, your stuff was some awesome stuff, and I am going to miss it. And I was sad, too. I was, like, shocked and in disbelief, and it's like, I know they're trying to bring back awesome new, you know, awesome old characters. Well, they don't need to take the awesome characters from the past and get rid of them now too. So anyway, but we're definitely still watching Tim and I both. He won't let me watch without him, by the way.
She's got me hooked. The short time I've been watching Teo, and then also meeting you in person, it has really been quite a joy for me.
Oh, thank you. And me too. It was a nice weekend we had that we did, wasn't it?
Yes, very nice.
I hope
you'll do some more events here in the near future as well.
Yes. I would like to do something with Lauren.
I would love that myself. I would love to see Lauren again. She is a wonderful lady, and I adore her too. So,
yeah,
just hit me up when you figure that one out. I'll come to LA if I have to. I think we both will.
Yep, we're there. Just give us the invitation.
I will. Well, listen. Thank you for coming. And I've got to. I've been planning what my next trip's going to be, and. So I don't know, but it was nice going home because I forgot how beautiful Australia was, and it's expensive, but it's nice to be able to go back to your roots and enjoy and just be yourself, you know. That's what everybody's grown up now, so it was a good journey I just did.
That's good. I would love to go to Australia. I've never been.
Well, it's a bit
of
a distance.
After you plan your next trip, Teo, then let us know, and we'll come carry your luggage for you.
Well, I may be going to Israel. I want to get back to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Nice.
That would be enjoyable.
Yeah, it would be. But anyway, so hopefully I will see you on another journey.
I hope so, too, Teo. Take care. Love you.
Thank you.
Miss you. And you're the best,
thank
as always. Great chatting.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sabina.
Great to speak with you.
Bye. Nice. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Yes, thank you all for putting on
bye-bye.
The call. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Davina.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Teo, did you get to see most of your family when you went back to Australia? Did you get to catch up with most of your family? Okay.
Oh, that'd
good.
Be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's next?
Let's see. You have Marina. Hi, Marina.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Marina.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's me. Wow, I don't know how to get through. I didn't believe what was written on Twitter about the character being died off, you know. It'd be totally different. It wouldn't be the same. Can I just see
I wonder why a character that had the diversity that this character did and also how many years, I don't understand. And why. But, you know, you can't always, you know, they have a story, and sometimes in daytime we do things quickly, and that's why I've been killed 7 times and I keep coming back.
That's not good.
You know.
That way.
So maybe I have 2 more lives. Who knows? Who knows?
No.
You know.
A lot more lives.
A lot more lives. You know, it is.
Yeah.
It is a great place to work at. I must say that about Days. I've been on a few shows in my life, but there's something about it. It's a great cast. I love the crew, best crew. And the actors are great, and, well, most of them. all in all, I mean, it's never 100%, but you know, this is a good team. You know, it's interesting being a vet now, you know, as opposed to being, you know, because in the early stages of playing Tony DiMera, it wasn't an easy atmosphere because they didn't have a lot of new characters coming on board, and certainly not somebody that was foreign, you know. So, but all in all, you know, I like seeing Susan Hayes and Lauren and Christian Alfonso and Deidre very much. I mean, I enjoy it. And of course, with Joe gone, you can't help it.
Yeah.
Something. And also because you have his portrait in the living room, so I'm always seeing it. So it's a little bit odd sometimes.
Yeah.
Seeing him after what he meant on the show and the iconic character that he was and the challenges I had with Joe on set and with the work, and we both enjoyed each other. I always thought they were highlights of my career on Days. So, but still,
when you were on Days, the first time you were on Days of Our Lives, you learned a lot from that character, that person, the older DiMera. Did you?
From Joe?
Yeah.
No, to be honest with you, Joe and I came from the same workshop, and so
mm-hmm.
I came on before him, so I already had established the character. But you learn, you know, it's not to say that Joe didn't teach me things, like when he'd slap me in the face and it wasn't in the scene. That certainly was an awakening. The way I was with Joe was that there was no intimidation. If Joe said something I didn't like or I didn't agree with, I would let him know. And but because we came from the same place, I think, we got along beautifully, you know. And Leanne Hunley was another one that was really, really great to work with. And I don't have any qualms. I've had a lot of years, but it's just because I'm the original DiMera that I think it would have been nice to have stayed on as a character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, thank you for coming on and saying
Marina.
Hello.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We have Sherry. Hi, Sherry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tao.
The Sherry.
Sherry, I was just calling to give you some support. We interviewed you for Marianne and Carrie Diva at the Day of Days this year. The other Carrie and I. We just wanted to call in and tell you that we're trying to get you back on there.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. I must say, this time around, I mean, the fans are always great, but I don't know what it is. If it's the longevity or it's because the character somehow touched a nerve because he went from being, you know, the dick of the world to being a human being,
yeah.
You know, who was that people could identify with. Wanted to get to know, and then before that life was fulfilled, it went. So
yeah,
you
they
know,
didn't give you enough time.
No, especially
no.
Kate and Andre, we didn't have enough time.
Yes, I'm
without.
So pissed about that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
ooh.
Well, you know,
a lot of people are.
Yeah. It just was not a. It was sudden. But, you know, life works its magic in different ways. So, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not going to pretend I know. I don't.
Right.
I know that I left well. I know that I have a great relationship with my producers and with the crew. But the answers will come one day, and to who knows?
Well, we're not going to give up. So,
well, I think they do. I think they do listen to the fans. I mean, I don't think.
I hope so.
You know, maybe James Riley thought. You know, but I think they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because
over the years
we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the romantic side of the characters with Kate would have been wonderful. It would have been interesting to have Andre struggle with romance because it's been so long and the fact that he doesn't allow people to get too close to him.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And the fact that he overcame a lot of obstacles to get there because, you know, I find that children have been abandoned in life. I mean, I have two friends. One's gone in her 90s, and another who's 88. Doris, my friend Doris, she never got over that she was abandoned. It was a lifetime situation. And it's the same with another friend of mine. People who've been abandoned in life have a very difficult time of always feeling deep down at the core of themselves that they were never loved. And so that's one of the questions that I think people who have been given up when they were children want to ask their real parents, why? And so because Andre was abandoned, I thought it would have been an interesting story for him to have to discover what his deep pain is about. When he makes a confession. And I think that it would have worked well with Lauren, you know, as Kate.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he finally declared his love for Kate.
Yeah.
Which took a lot for him. That was good scenes.
Yeah, that scene in the hospital where I say to her, you know, I just wanted you to know. I thought it was so selfless of him to say that.
Mm-hmm. We love that.
I mean,
that.
I would... Yes, I would think for a woman it would be attractive that you would find that kind of ability and that inner strength. Yeah, I thought that was good writing.
Oh yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but thank you for coming. Thanks again, always for your support and, you know, it's. I suppose maybe it's this stage of my life, but it's always nice to see where people care.
Oh,
yes, we do.
They do, a lot of them.
We do. A lot of us do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, as I haven't had a cocktail in months, I'm having an orange juice. How about that?
All right.
Oh. Orange. Okay.
I've gone through this cleansing, and I haven't had a drink in 3.5 months, and not even a new year in Australia. And people say, don't you miss it? And I said, well, I never drank that much because I don't drink the day before I work anyway.
Yeah.
But it's interesting how it affects, you know, because actors are actors, and we see our faces on camera, but it does bloat you. It does do odd things because of the liver. And I went to a Chinese doctor, and she said, you don't need to have any cocktails. That's not good for you anyway. So I said, oh, okay, I'll give it a try. And so I haven't had one. And it's interesting how many people are not. It's like people have given up smoking. You know, we kind of lead the pack in this country about health.
Oh, yeah. Well, smoking is bad.
Cheers to with my orange juice.
Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers. Cheers.
Do you remember the time I used to have a cocktail and have a bath?
Yes, I was just going to ask you.
We always ask you what you were wearing.
I was going to say, what were you wearing? But I thought that might be a little
What are you wearing? or you were naked in the backyard reading with your cocktail or in the bath.
I've been through those. You know, it was like the picture I put on Twitter today. About Andre needing a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Did everybody see that picture? From what I read, Teo, there were a lot of volunteers. And Sherry actually is a nurse.
We'll be your nurse.
She's a legitimate nurse. The rest of us could just
claim
one, but she's an actual nurse.
Yeah, Sherry is a nurse, yeah.
Yep.
You are.
Yes, I worked at the VA for almost 27 years. I have a desk job now, so I don't have to work out on the floor, but I'm still an RN. Basically sitting on my ass. But no, I've been in nurse for a long time.
So what you're saying, Sherry, is even though you're out of conditioning, you could still nurse him if you had to, because you have those RN initials at the end of your name.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so everybody should go to Twitter and read that. Look at that picture that Teo tweeted of him needing a nurse.
Just look at the
of
picture.
Andre needing
you don't
a nurse.
Have to read anything.
And then read all of the comments in that thread. Oh, I dare say you could go your whole life and never not have a nurse available, Teo.
I love it.
Okay.
Even my nephew made a comment.
He did?
Oh, he did?
I missed that.
Yes, and I think I needed a shave because of the hair on my chest.
No. What's he know? No.
Okay.
Okay. Next caller.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling, Sherry.
Thanks, Sherry.
All right.
Thanks, Sherry.
You're very
okay.
welcome.
We have, Samantha?
Yes.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi. Hi, J.O.
Hello.
I'm Sammy.
How are you?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
And where are you?
I'm in South Carolina.
Oh, you don't have such a southern accent.
That's because I don't belong here.
Oh. And why is that?
I was born in New England, went to Nebraska, went to Arizona, and now I'm here. It's what happens when you're married to a military man.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So he's retired, and we're here for the time being, but... don't plan on staying here.
Do you like it down there? You don't?
Not in this particular little town. No, I don't. I really don't. It's a town that, full of a lot of hatred on both sides of the line. Mm-hmm. And it, for me, being an empath, it's very palatable, very easy to feel. So I don't go anywhere without my husband. But that's not the same everywhere in South Carolina. There are very nice towns here. And so we just hope to move to another town, that's all.
And how's your health?
I think my prayers have been answered, and I met with an endocrinologist who's a PA, physician's assistant, and she brought up a lot of points that no one ever has, and I think she's going to get me on the road to better health. I really do.
Oh. Well, that's good
and
news.
Oh, absolutely, because I really had been giving up on hope. You know, it's
yes.
That's one of the reasons I don't like it out here. They don't have very good doctors.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. But
yeah,
I am sorry to see. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm very sorry to see you off of days. I think maybe they have a surprise for you in the future. Like they may bring you back all of a sudden. I don't know. I get an odd feeling that this is not the end. But they want to not only surprise you, they want to surprise everyone else too.
Oh. Well, I hope it's not too far ahead. Because, you know, we can't sit still.
Oh, no.
You know.
I was wondering, what other projects do you have going on now?
Well, I have my own food line that we're working on now, but I've got three scripts that I've written, and I did it with Sherry Anderson, who's with Days, and they're good scripts. And so we have meetings coming up, so we'll see where that takes us.
Producing your own plays?
No, these are not plays. These are historical dramas that I've researched.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, great stories, actually. I'd like to do them in mini-series.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love historical stories, and I'm not really good at reading history books. I kind of get bored with them, but I love watching the historical dramas that people put on. It just brings it more to life, such as Shakespeare and so forth. Reading it, I could never get through, but reading or watching a movie based on one of the plays, it's a visual thing for me.
Yeah.
And
well, that's why I go to a lot of places to do my research, and that's why I went to Troy and why I went home, because there was a story idea that I want to develop. But, it's all in the timing, you know, because I remember years ago I had a drama and they said, oh, we're not interested in areas of historical dramas. And now look at it. So it's all in the timing, you know. So it's like everything
that
else.
That is the truth.
Timing
that is
everything.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
And in Hollywood, time seems to be very fickle.
Yes, because that's because everybody thinks they've got their finger on the pulse. They know what the audience wants, and then they go in their direction, and then you find out they don't.
They sound a little bit like politicians.
Yes, that's on the money. You know, there are a lot of them around.
They think what
they
we all need and get.
They love to lie. Anyway.
Yeah.
So,
thank you very much.
Thanks, Samantha.
And I'll speak to you again. All right, well.
Blessed be Tao.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, okay. Another. We have Andrea.
Hello.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey, you know what's funny is, well, first, hello.
Hello.
I have something in common with the last person. I'm in South Carolina, not liking it either, from Boston or actually Cape Cod. And I can see what she means. This place is a snooze fest. But I was wondering if you've ever been to Boston or specifically Cape Cod, and if not, do you have plans on going there? Because I'm going home soon.
Yes, I've been to Boston twice, only for weekends. You know, I went to do some PAs. So I didn't get a chance to really get involved in this history. So I've not been. And I've been to a lot of places, but never enough time to explore because, you know, I've driven across the States a couple of times, but, you know, you keep moving. And so, you know, I want to explore some of the Indian territories in this country.
Right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
When
so
you
like
do go to Cape Cod, I think you'd enjoy it.
Cape Cod, that's a resort, isn't it?
Well, it's a resort area. It's where the Kennedys are from, and there's Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, and it's just nice. It's really nice. It's not Australia or Greece, but, I mean, it's nice for Massachusetts.
Are you moving to Boston for good?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm from there, and I want to say I am, but every time it gets snowy, I want to leave again. So I think I'm going to go for maybe 8 months a year and find something to do for the other 4 months when it's snowing. But I don't know. I'm going back in March, I think. As soon as the snow melts, maybe March, April the latest.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but
I wanted to say
I miss you. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I'm not big on clock and gets cold. I lived in New York for 10 years. You know, there's something about having your roots from South Europe where your blood's different, you know. You're more passionate. I find that when in the winter I kind of close up a bit, whereas in the summer I'm very open and I want to do things.
I could see that. I'm much more alive in the summertime when the sun's out.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I want to tell you, I signed the petition to have you come back for days, and I can't decide whether you're back and you're not allowed to tell or you're not back. I feel like your time away was a long time because I was watching your pictures. I go as Mango Ducky on Twitter, so I know I commented on either that or on Instagram. But I'm trying to figure out the time frame because I know you guys do 5 or 6 months in advance, which makes it hard to get the powers to be to do anything because it's such a long time period in between. But I feel like you might really be gone and you're just not holding back. But then you're a good actor, so maybe you are really back and you just can't tell us. So I guess we're going to have to wait to see.
No, you'll see me on there for the next couple of months, but I don't know anything after that. They haven't come to me. This is because we do shoot 5 months ahead. It's not always easy for them to know story ahead. Like, you know, what they're doing now, you won't see until, you know, the end of the summer.
That's hard, though, because if they don't get good feedback, you'd think that they would want to have an opportunity to change things. Like, one soap I watch has a 2-month lead, I think, 1 to 2 months. So they have a chance to respond to the fans' complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes. Used to be that
you know,
way.
Yes.
And I don't know why Days doesn't do that. It just doesn't make sense, because if people are unhappy, they're unhappy for 6 months until they change
it.
Right.
Yes, well.
Money.
Hey, Andrew, can you mention where that petition is located so that people can go on? Would you mind mentioning that?
I saw it on Twitter. Let me see. I'm scrolling on Twitter now because I was trying to find the picture with the nurse again. I saw it earlier. and I've seen
it twice today.
Let me. I wonder if I just type in. Oh, I wonder if it's maybe under something I did if I go to my own page.
I thought it maybe you had it handy. I'm sorry.
No, I saw it and I said, ooh, let me jump right on that. So I did. And then I saw it again and I said, I don't think I'm allowed to do it twice, although I could do a different email address. So it said it needed, I think, maybe was it 2,000? I forget how many signatures it needed, but it was getting up there. So if I find it again, I'll share it. I'll definitely share it because.
Okay, great. And what's your Twitter
happen.
Handle so that we can find you on Twitter?
Mango Ducky, MangoDuckie.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what
it
means. I just liked it.
Different.
I
want to see Theo come back. I miss him and I love him.
Yes.
So do we. Mm-hmm.
Same here.
Thank you. Love.
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Well, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks,
Andrea.
Well, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Good journey back.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, we have Paula.
Paula.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Oh.
Hey, Paula. Hi, Marianne and Theo. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Oh, Happy New Year. Yes, you too.
Big fan, sad that you're gone for hopefully what is a little while, Theo. Two things. That petition that you were all looking for is on moveon.org.
Okay, good. Moveon.org.
And, bring Theo character Andre back. And so everybody's signing it, and I keep tweeting it and putting it out on my Facebook page. Question for you, Theo. What is my Twitter? It's at Lozon Paula.
I'm sorry, what was that?
At Lozon Paula.
Okay.
Lauzon.
Okay.
So what's up?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. What's up?
Well, I've been following you for a while. Enjoy your work. And I noticed that you've been in the industry since the early 70s. You've been on quite a few shows. And, you know, you took your time, I guess. I guess you took your time working your way through the industry. You might have answered the question earlier, because my question would be, what is the most challenging role that you've had in front of the camera? And you had recently just made the comment about Andre being abandoned and the possibility of, you know, finding true love with Kate. I'm wondering if that might have been the most challenging role that you've had since you've been in this industry all this time.
Well, I think daytime is the most challenging work because you have such a short amount of time. And an actor hopefully is able to get beyond the lines. Most of the time, we're still on the lines because there are so many. So that stops you from going higher as far as the interpretation. I think, when you're doing a nighttime series, like when I did Mission Impossible, there it was, you know, 3 pages a day as opposed to, you know, 20, 30, 40 pages in one day. And so, you know, it's like if you had to cook for people, I'll put it in those terms, and you had 2 days to prepare it, it's certainly going to come out better than if you suddenly get a call and you're saying, someone says, oh, we've got all these people coming over. You're going to scramble. Now, it may turn out okay, but it's not going to be your best. So that's challenging in itself. Your brain adjusts to it and your memory muscle adjusts to it. But as far as a role being difficult, at least at daytime, you get a chance to explore it, and so you keep growing with it. And the writers, if they're observing you, will keep adding to it. But I think when I played Haman in Esther, that was a very difficult role. That was also fast. Excuse me. It was difficult because...
Bless you.
Not always, thank you. It's not always easy to play parts that are dark. I never glee, you know, I never think, oh, this is fun, you know. So I talked about that earlier when I worked with Gabby, or when things that are coming up, there are certain scenes I didn't like playing. But you have to, being a professional, you've got to make it work. But, you know, there are just those roles sometimes, depending on the director, depending on who you're working with. It doesn't, it sometimes can make it so wonderful, but there are times when you come across and the actor's not in a good mood, or you're just a guest star and they will challenge you in some way or embarrass you and try to embarrass you. And there's a lot of different things. So when you really want to do your best work, you know, Mission was difficult because every week I had to have a new accent and there were no teachers around, so I would get recordings that I could find. So that nothing's ever been easy. And if it's easy, then I think you're not going to be doing your good work. You know, it has to be a challenge. You have to know that at the end of the day, you want to feel that you could have done better. You know, that's part of the beauty of it, and the disappointment, because you don't always get another chance. So it varies. Each one has its own difficulties and strengths. But the longer you have to do it. Like when I did Class, which Marianne had come out to see on the East Coast, that was 2 hours to learn all those lines with another actor and be on stage for 2 hours and sustaining it, you know. So that was not easy because the writing was not easy and you had to find some humor. I always try to find at least something in there that could be funny. And if not, I'll throw a line in or something, you know.
And that's the beauty of it. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. You made it look easy, Teo.
Well, I appreciate speaking with you just now, sir. It was awesome. I hope to see you in more days if they can bring you back, if we keep the petition going. Hopefully our paths will cross in the future. I look forward to seeing you in more work, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about your historical dramas as well.
Thank you so much.
You have a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have, Christy.
Hi, Kurt. Hi.
Hi.
And Mary? Is this Mary?
Marianne, yes.
Marianne, hello. Yes, this is Christy.
Hi, how are you?
From West Virginia. I'm fine.
That's good.
Teo, I was in shock. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Teo?
Are we getting a lot of Southern ladies this evening?
Ooh.
What can we say? You know? I'm not even going near the picture that you put up today. I'm not even going to touch on that.
Didn't you leave a comment or anything?
No, I did not. Usually I leave a comment on his pictures or I write to him, but I didn't even touch that one today. It was he'd be in the
corner
on that one. There you go, naughty. I have a question about Days.
Yes.
The ring.
Yes.
The Phoenix ring. Where will that go? Any ideas?
Where will the ring go?
Yeah. Who's going to step up and wear that ring?
go.
Guess.
I've made a few suggestions, but I'm not sure where it's going to go. I hope it goes on the right hand. You know, it's There's a lot of history to that.
That's that. Yes, it's a very iconic ring.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I wish I could say something, but I like those types of things. I find it interesting when you have an instrument that may have some powers to it, or there's some secrets there. You know, I like all that kind of a mystery.
Well, was Joe the first one to wear that ring, or did you bring it on and Joe got? Okay, Joe was the first one.
Yeah. No, that was.
And then
was,
you got it from Father.
Yes, I took it off the night he was shot.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of history behind that ring, so we'll see what happens. You know.
Okay. well, I was hoping today when Marcy, today's episode ended up with Marcy, Abby's character, waking up from a bad dream. And when that happened, I thought, oh, this has all just been a bad dream. But that's not the case.
No.
So.
No. But it's important with what's happening with her. She's such a joy to work with. And one of the loveliest actresses I've ever worked with in my life. I mean, she just is consistent, professional, so sweet. I love looking. I think she's got a beautiful face.
She does. When she first came on, I had my doubts, and then she grew, and she came into herself, and then the connection with you, I think she brought out the best of you, and you brought out the best in her. There was a chemistry there that evolved.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I was the first actor to work with her when she came back.
I think
so. Yeah. Yeah, she's special. And, you know, that kind of chemistry, as I said, you don't know. You can't. It's not always there. And you look at her and you know. It's just she just wants the best for you.
Mm-hmm. Her eyes draw you in. And you can kind of feel the emotion. And it just seems like, you know.
Yeah. No,
it's just
she's
there.
Really very special. But anyway, we'll see what happens. It's hard for me to talk about it, even though it's so fresh in my mind. It's just that I'm not always crazy about having to go through. You know, it's like someone dies and people keep bringing it up, and then you're going, well. You know, if it was once, I'd say, okay, you know, it's part of life or whatever. But not when you've done it as many times as I have. It after a while, you kind of try to make sense of it. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's what it is, and you make the best. And, you know, at least when I...
The plays that you're doing.
The what?
I'll make a diversion here then. The plays that you're doing. Are those going to be the history plays? Are those going to be aired?
They're not plays. They're scripts for television or film. And I'm working on one of them, giving it a different interpretation because of where the women are today. I'm doing some interesting research on Nazi Germany. So... It's an interesting time.
Yes.
You know, life should not say somebody. You got to listen to what life brings to you. And you can't just sit there and wonder, you know, as to why. You can't ever explain it either. Otherwise, it'll drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, anyway.
Are these going to be on TV? Or a series?
Well, I'm writing them as mini series.
They will be aired at some point.
I don't know. You know, it's like anything. There are many scripts out there, just like there are actors. If you're blessed and fortunate that happens, then, you know, that's great. I believe in the scripts. I think they're very good. I like writing. I like language. I think my characters are complex. One's a thriller. One's an adventure in the discovery of a treasure. And the other one's about growing up in Australia.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love your writing, but the history and your archaeology background, it just, you bring it out.
We should always write and deal with things that interest us. It just expands that. I just find people like things, but they don't go beyond it, you know. People don't like change. So, but anyway, nice to talk to you.
It was nice talking to you again.
Yes, and you take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have one of the Hoochie girls on the line, Michelle.
Oh, hello, Michelle.
Wait a minute.
Hi, Taya. It's Michelle from Maryland.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I don't know yet. I haven't had my... I'm getting there, if you know what I mean.
I do. I see on I see on Facebook you've been doing a lot of socializing.
I have?
I don't know. You seem to be showing up at parties and dinners and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably because of Australia.
Do you have a new favorite dish that you're going to prepare for your next dinner party?
I cook a lot, but there is a dessert that my sister makes for somebody that's interested in for me, and there are these biscuits that are really fantastic. So I was going to do them today, but I didn't get round to doing that. So I have to do it tomorrow because I've got to send them to Florida. So, but they're great. They're great. They're great biscuits. But you know, dinners. I did so much cooking in Australia that after a while I just get tired of food. If you know what I mean.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I know a lot of women have to cook because of their families, but when I go home to Australia, the kitchen opens up and everyone says, okay, what are you going to cook? But I enjoy it. I mean, I think there's nothing more, better than cooking for people and then presenting it to them and watching them eat, although it may have taken you a couple of days to do everything and shop and everything, and then you watch them for 20 minutes eat it, and you're going, that's it. But it's like everything in life, you know, the pleasure is in the process.
Yeah, and hopefully they're enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, you can always, you know, the thing is, that's one thing about food, you don't have to ask anybody if they like it or not. If you taste it,
you can tell.
You can tell.
Yes, you can. So, anyway. So, is there anything else?
I think you should come back to the East Coast, do a play or something.
Thank you.
You know what? I would love to come back.
Come back in May.
They have this really wonderful exhibit in Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, not there.
No. It's called Marianne's House.
And Taylor's sister.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't he laughing? Oh, I thought I heard him laugh. He's not laughing? Okay. Uh-huh. You need to come back and do another play. Get you on the stage again.
you know what? Maybe I'll call them and say, although, you know, it's very difficult to get away from your home and, you know, and go and do a play for that. Those months, but I certainly do enjoy it because every night it's a new audience and it's a different performance, you know.
Oh, it, yeah, because when we went, it was like we went a Friday and Saturday, two different nights, two different, you know, interpretations, and, you know, there was a little bit of difference in each show. So that was
one. Yeah, do you remember that time I told you where I have in the end of the play where I tell people to get out, they have to get out. There are those women in the front said, is he telling us to leave? And
yes, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
That was so first. I said, get out, get out. He says, is he telling us to leave?
yeah. Well, fun.
Hoochies won't be denied. Notice none of them left.
Yeah.
Oh.
But anyway.
I just want to let you know I signed the petition and I think they made a bad choice if you're they really killed you off.
Well, I don't know what to say about that anymore. You know, you reach a point and you're going, really necessary? I mean, not when I've died that many times, you know. But anyway,
I know. I think it's ridiculous. Something better will come along.
Yes. Yes, hopefully.
Well, I'm just really bummed because it's like, for a number of reasons, but there was all this buildup to Kate and Andre, and then they finally, I mean, we finally got a little bit of payoff, and then poof, like.
Poof, they took it away.
It's not right. It's just not right. I'm still mad at anyway, because you and Lauren Coslow are just magic on the screen. You're just so good on so many levels. And anyway, so that's my two cents. Anyway.
Thank you, Cindy.
Take care. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
Bye, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Michelle. And Cindy was in the chat room, and she said to tell you hi.
Who?
She's not calling in, but she said, Cindy. You remember Cindy? Cindy
oh,
Lauren?
Yes.
She said, yes, she's in the chat room. She's listening.
She said
to tell you
Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, sweet lady.
Yeah. And
okay.
We have some shy ones that are listening, but they won't come on and talk. So
they're,
so you know.
Yeah.
They're intimidated or whatever.
Intimidated
so
at Andre.
We're glad they're listening, but you know it's
yeah.
You know it's kind of hard for some folks to call.
People
or,
don't
want to. Yeah.
You know there was a. So how many do we have waiting?
I think that the others
I,
are listening.
Yeah, the other some
You're
other
not,
ones are listening. Yeah, I think I got all the ones that wanted to talk on right now.
Okay.
So. You probably want to go eat your dinner, right?
Yeah. Figured it was. We kept you on for quite a while.
I want to tell them a quick story.
What's that?
When I was in Sydney recently, and I got all dressed up and everything, except I had my white jeans and my sneakers and nice sneakers and walked in with these, and it was the yacht club, and I walked in and the gentleman looked at me and he says, "Excuse me, sir, do you mind buttoning up your shirt?" And I. Tell you how much
really?
Andre de Mera came to my mind to like.
Oh my goodness!
See?
Oh my!
And not only that, he turned around and I said, "Well, of course, I was being so polite." And then he said, "Do you have another pair of shoes?" And I looked at it and I went, "No, I don't. I mean, we don't carry shoes with us, an extra pair. So shoes are very expensive."
Oh no! Really?
Yes.
Well, first of all,
so you
that
buttoned your shirt up
for saying you needed to. This person needs to be jailed just for suggesting that you should button your shirt up. So I'm just putting that out there right now.
You know, we would just
but
say,
where,
could you just unbutton some
was
more?
This a
but
was this a?
I would have loved to have just ripped the shirt and said, "How's that, sir?"
Oh yes!
Oh
yes!
Oh,
and nobody
yes.
else would have minded.
Yes.
Years ago, John Delancey. used to say to me, hey, Teo, why don't you open your shirt a couple more buttons? That way you'll have a perfect V.
That you will get no argument. We would give you no argument on that one. We would be all for that.
Oh, no. What was wrong with that guy?
We appreciate your talents on many levels, Teo.
Yeah.
We can enjoy you from the superficial to the very, you know, the very talented actor and everything. So there are many levels of appreciation. So anyway. Well, we just appreciate all the gifts that you've given to us over the years on the show and off, and we just want you to know how much we love you and appreciate you and hope that someone will get their brains back on the show and write you back in somehow, some way. And to be honest with you, we don't care if you're put on ice and you come back to life on your own now that Ralph's dead. We don't care how they bring you back. We really don't. I mean, we've managed to buy all the other ways that they brought you back. We just want you back.
Let the fans miss you. It doesn't matter how long
it's like
it
I'm
is.
Leaning,
we'll take
I'm
you back.
I'm leaning towards Andre just because Andre and Kate were so wonderful. But I don't care how they do it. I don't care. I just want them to do it. And so I just hope that somebody's listening and paying attention and trying to hurry and rate something to bring you back. So, we just really appreciate you.
Tell all the fans out there, listening to just write the studio, write Soap Opera Digest, tweet to NBC Days, and to Ron and to Sherry, and they all have Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen
a lot out there.
A lot of people have already doing that. So,
just
keep doing it.
Yes.
Until Teo's back.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much. I'd like to do something on the show that sends a message to all of you, for those who have been listening. I like to do those things where you take a ring off and put it on, and someone will say, "He did that for us."
Oh yes.
Oh yes. And you have over the years.
Yes, you have
put little things in for us. Yes, for different people. Yes, you have.
Yes.
Like Love in the Afternoon. I know you said that.
Yes.
Oh, Love in the Afternoon. One time back with you and Leanne, when you and Leanne were back on the show, you did that. I remember that.
Yes, there have been different things over the years. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Anyway, have a lovely evening, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Oh, what a guy. Thanks to all the callers that called in.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody who called in.
I
appreciate it. And it's like I feel like I'm about to cry, personally.
Yeah.
It was wonderful to hear
his voice. We really need to get him back on the show. Yeah, he really wants to be back on the show. So.
That was a huge mistake. That was a huge mistake on the writer. And you know what? Really and truly, the writers have done a phenomenal job. I would say this is the
they
new
have,
writing
except
regime,
for that one.
This is really
thing.
Like the biggest and only big mistake that I've seen them do so far. I mean, otherwise the show I never fast forward through anything anymore, even characters I didn't like. I started in being interested in their storylines. So all told, the writers have done a great job, but this is one big MF and mess here, and we got to fix this, people. We got to fix it. So if you're listening to this, get on and sign a petition, and let's, like Marianne said, let's get the word out to everybody like everybody's already been doing, but do it some more and spread the word, because we need to have this talented man and wonderful man back on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Anna, for helping out. Yeah, and thanks, everyone, for calling.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Take care, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.